I don't really remember not being able to write. I remember struggling with the long word machine and being told that my handwriting looked as if a drunken spider had crawled across the page. But what propels its staggerings? My first scribblings seemed to happen spontaneously. Impressionistic poems describing feelings and dreams, just-so type stories, and once a play I started in 5 different homemade books, thinking I had to write each script individually, without realising that each actor would need the other's parts too. That project bit the dust rather quickly, and no one will ever know the terrifying plot of Joanna and the Devil, or what fervour inspired its almost creation. I've written lots just for the sheer fun of it, taking an idea to its illogical conclusion, or creating a spoof of something that irritated me. But in my professional life as a writer, mostly of non-fiction for primary school reading schemes, I write to inform and, ideally, to entertain. If you're writing a book for a reading scheme, you have, to some extent, a captive audience. People will be told to read what you've written. But it's so much more fun for me as a writer, and hopefully the reader too, if I can find the shiny things, the out-of-the-way nuggets of information which thrill my inner 7-year-old, the tricky bit then being to pass them on in a way that reflects my excitement. Even the earliest reading should give the reader more than the satisfaction of decoding words, which for many is no fun at all. So the level at which I write holds the tantalising opportunity to ignite the awareness of doors that reading can open and the awful threat of accidentally slamming them shut. It is a thrilling challenge, working to create books a few sentences long, which are both informative and engage the reader with a satisfying non-fiction story. Beyond my professional field, I still write for the other reasons. To see what happens in a story, or to make sense of something. Often, I can turn confusion, intellectual or emotional, into a sort of understanding by applying myself to expressing it on paper. Writing to my long-dead mother has helped me make important decisions, relieving the churning of a restless mind. A couple of years ago, sleepless for the knowledge that a good friend was very close to death, I got up and wrote until, having captured a sense of him on paper, I could finally switch off. That night's writing became the basis of a piece I read at his funeral. For me, then, as I suspect for so many of us, writing is a comfort, a challenge, a joy, and a constant companion in life. Much of what I write, no one else will ever read, and even I can have difficulty decoding the tipsy spider's trail, but especially the writing with no apparent external worth simply helps me to live.